Welcome, I'm Tommy Holst, and this is the Dropcast Movie Poster Podcast Release Edition. This format is part of the Instagram blog Drop, and you can find us under @DropMacOfficial. We do reviews, news, and interviews that all have to do with the film business. Dolly is back, and this time with a triple feature. Be prepared for some shiny greatness, I'm telling you people, it's going to be awesome. And James to James Creative is also along for the ride as always, and we're going to talk some Wonka and some Snow Delay and some digital goodies later on, so stay tuned. Head over to the Instagram profile at @DropMacOfficial to follow along with the art we are talking about, or check us out on YouTube for the video version. Dolly, how are you doing? Back again.
Yeah. It's I've been busy. Thanks for having me back, Tom.
Thanks for coming on, man. I couldn't pass up that, especially with like three releases in the last 2 weeks. So it's gonna be a lot to talk about. We're gonna cover all of the goodness. You can see it already in the background here, people. We have the Dark Knight coming up, the Iron Man print for Grey Matter, and the Lord of the Rings to Two Towers, the sequel poster for Dolly's great poster that was part of the movie poster showdown at the end of the year. And Dolly got very far, but he got beaten by the semifinal?
X-Men, yeah.
By the X-Men, exactly. List.
Yeah.
The second place. Yeah. He came in second.
I was happy with that because I was like, I love that piece. And it's like, you're happy to get anywhere in there, but it's just like, if I lost to a piece, I was happy I lost to that one. So I was very happy.
All right, then let's get right into it. First off, the first print we're going to talk about is the one we just mentioned, the sequel print, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Let's hear about what kind of edition is, what size is it going to be the same?
I believe it's around 300.
Okay. We're going
300 or 320. It's around about that much for the release. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure when this is going to go out, but it's either going to come out today or tomorrow, depending when this goes live.
Yeah, we're filming on Monday, so it's going to be out by Wednesday, because Wednesday is when the podcast always comes out.
Yeah. So that's the edition size for that print. Yeah, so looking forward.
Okay, what are the measures? The measurements on this?
It's a 24x36, mm-hmm. Printed on gold foil like the previous one. Mm-hmm. And like the previous one, the only bit of gold foil you see through is just the ring itself. Mm-hmm. And that just adds to like that magic effect that mm-hmm. you get.
What did you change in this one? I mean, I don't know if we, I don't think we talked about it on air, but I think we talked about it privately. But what did you change to the Fellowship version?
So the difference between the two for Two Towers, what I've done is I've aged the map a lot more. I've also drawn and moved the map over. Mm-hmm. So originally when I drew it, I took like this middle section of the map, off middle, which was primarily focused on Mordor. So because the story moves location a lot more in this one, so I've moved the map and drawn in a lot more of the map to encompass those areas. So we've got Isengard, we've got Rohan. So the Battle of Helm's Deep and so forth. So we got all those areas in the map now. So I've literally like picked up the map and moved it over. Mm-hmm. And then I drew in all those extra pieces. Having a chance to look at the map again, I've also drawn in a few more details from where the existing area would have been. Mm-hmm. So that's been fun. I've aged the borders a little bit more. I've aged like in a sense the map styling a bit more because I want like slowly degrading sort of effect. Mm-hmm. I've also changed a few little highlights. I've changed a few little of the symbols within the border as well mm-hmm. to echo the story of what's going on in this particular installment. So a lot of it's drawn from the ground up again. I've taken stuff from the previous one, so it works like a set, but a lot of the stuff is freshly drawn.
Is the frame you set yourself, is that the same? Because I can't remember.
It's few elements. Like if you look at the detailing in the bottom corners, the mm-hmm. like the icons for Sauron, now we've got Saruman as well.
Yeah.
So it's echoing the two towers and the two bad guys in this one. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. I've also added a few more little details to the other areas of the border and just degraded some areas. I mm-hmm. wanted it to like look more of an age map because it's not as new and the evil is getting stronger in this film as well. So yeah, it works well as a set in a sense. You see this clear progression
mm-hmm. okay.
between the two.
Why did you choose the green color for it? Is it for Fungon Forest or?
It's a bit more because I think like from coloring point of view, I was thinking just setting it out and saying, okay, look at the three pieces that this will make up this set. And I wanted like, I didn't want to have the same color because it's like there's not enough going on between the three prints. Mm. And I remember when the original like DVDs and like the collector's edition DVDs got released, they came in these like pseudo sort of like leather cases. Mm-hmm. And each of the they got released year by year, each of them had a different color. And okay. Even the original
yeah, I remember, yeah.
Book release, they all had separate colored covers. So I wanted to kind of echo that, bring something back from the original releases, whether that be the books or the DVDs. So yeah. Hence we've gone for this green on for this map.
Hmm. Is the ring is the ring the same? No, it's not, right? The angle was a different one.
It's still based on the original one. Yeah. I have tweaked it since then because you see something, you see it printed finally. It's like, okay, I'd like to change a few little things. So there's a few different embellishments made. Mm-hmm. Just so it works more with where it's laid at, this one, and where the angle sits. So a few little changes.
Did you also, because that's because you talked about the degrading of the map, did you change the how much you can see of the inscription in the ring? I mean, that's,
you can see it is different from the previous one, and because of it's like, because I'm going with primarily like green tones for the map as well, the amount of colors I wanted to use was like, okay, do I up the number of screens just for a few elements, or can I use some of the darker notes? So that kind of went into like the design as well, because I pulled out one of the oranges, like the cream colors that I had in the previous map. That wouldn't work. So that has changed the inscription slightly, which it works kind of well. You've got this darker tone to it, which you'll, like, if you put them side by side, you'll definitely notice.
Yeah.
It's very subtle.
Because I was wondering, because like basically in the beginning, you shouldn't, like just a fine inscription, like not barely visible. And like, as farther we go to Mordor, the stronger the ring gets, you know, and this kind of.
It is pulling a darker tone this time around, because we removed one of the, like, the softer orange tones. So it reads into the story quite well.
Perfect. There were also, I remember when we were talking, we talked about a couple other ideas. And
yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you decide at the end for this one?
Or
can you say what other ideas?
Well, the thing is, like, I was going to show you my sketches, which are, I'm going to just flick through quickly here. I've got them in just like.
Yeah, just pull them up.
I'm not going to hold them up long, though. I'm just
go ahead. okay.
Like, those are the sketches that I did. And it's like, I was leaning towards something else being the main focus point of the piece. Mm-hmm. It was still going to use foil and things like that, so still carrying those, but something else was going to be the focal point. But then I thought, it wasn't necessarily going to work for the third piece.
Oh, okay.
And then I thought that would work really well if I was to do a Hobbit release, because there's something there that ties it in. And I thought that would
work. Okay, so that's something's going to happen, I think.
I'm thinking so, but I mean, if I do a Hobbit piece, I just want to do one piece for all three movies.
Yeah, that's what it should be as the book.
Because the book is one. So I want to do one release, and I want to do it in smaller size because it is The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. So if I do it, I'd like to do it at 18 by 24 for The Hobbit. But the ideas that we were talking about initially, I'm going to use those, that one of those elements for The Hobbit.
All right. I will definitely going to check on it after we're done here.
Yeah, I'll send you. I took a photograph of this and I was going to send it you. Then I thought, I don't want to seed that yet because I've still got Return of the King and then this. Sure, so all right, yeah. It's probably a year off easily.
Okay, what is the color going to be in the third one then?
The Return of the King, I'm thinking I'm going to go for a shade of blue. Mm-hmm. A dark kind of navy kind of shade of blue. One of the original releases that I'm aware of for Return of the King with this beautiful, like, turquoisey blue cover with gold type. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful because all it is like just a blue cover with gold type on it. And I love that cover. So that's kind of going to echo in the third piece. Mm-hmm. So we'll have this creamy kind of orangey for the first one. We've got a green for the second, and then we're going to have this blue tint for the third is the idea.
Yeah. Also, thinking about it, like, why didn't they pick it up yet for the new 4K cover? I think that would look pretty cool.
That would be cool. I mean, hopefully they do a few more releases because that comes out. So we'll hopefully by that time the trilogy will be complete and they use that for a box set somewhere.
Yeah, that would be very amazing. Since we talked APs are going to come, I bet.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So we're going on sale this week. Once that happens and they go to print and everything else, usually takes between a month to 2 months the APs come in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely there will be an AP sale. I'll have it on all my social media as usual.
Perfect. When they come in. And last but not least, how would you rate the movie from 0 to 10?
Oh, it's a 10.
It's a 10?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite?
I think so. It's got the fastest pace out of all three of them. And I've, like, a lot of people say, oh, some of them drag. I've never had a problem watching Lord of the Rings. I watch them, like, pretty much once every year around Christmas. It's my favorite just because I think the relationships are stronger and everything else, and everyone's still together as a team. The teams that we do have. So for me, it's my favorite.
Okay. I have to say my favorite is the first one, Fellowship.
Yeah.
I like this kind of origin story.
I would never say to anyone you're wrong for having a particular favorite. It's just, you know, whatever your taste is or whatever you feel like that day, to be honest. Sometimes that changes as well. The next time you watch it, another one might be your favorite. But at the moment, just because I've just been working on it. So, yeah. And I had to watch it again just to make sure everything was right. So that's my favorite at the moment.
All right. Sounds good. Let's jump over to the next, not bottleneck piece, but this one has been out for a little bit longer. And it's your beautiful Iron Man piece. And you are the shine master, the Lord of Gold.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how, like, so closely these prints have been released. And they're kind of, from that point of the aesthetic point of view, they have that same theme of just showing something that kind of lends itself to being foil and gold, and it's not just foil for the sake of it. It is there to suit a purpose, serve a purpose even. But yeah, I drew that originally March of last year. It was one of the first things I drew when COVID hit and everything. We were all under lockdown, and I was like revisiting certain films and so forth. So I'd never done or released a Iron Man piece. So I wanted to go back all the way to the beginning of the MCU and do a piece for that. So it's taken a year pretty much to release it. So I'm just happy that it's out there in people's hands, and hence why it's quite funny, because it was always meant to be a gold foil piece. And it's just funny that it's come out after Lord of the Rings, which is one everyone kind of associates it with now. And then now, you know, Two Towers has come out as well. But yeah, it's been a really fun piece to draw, that one.
Yeah, there are so many details when you look at it. I mean, you got the original suit, you got the making of the suit in there. What was on the right one?
On the right hand side, you've got the, when he's creating his initial arc reactor.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's the arc reactor. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the arc reactor, you've got him, that the iconic scene of him with the hammer. You've got that. You've got the original, you've got the Mark One suit fully built. And then you got the building process of the Mark One suit. It's everything that kind of comes from the arc reactor and from Tony.
I think this one would have looked, I don't know if they have, but I don't think so. If you had UV reactive inks on the things blasting out,
yeah, that would have been an expensive print.
I bet.
But an expensive print. Yeah. It's just I think one of the things is when you want to add whether it's smart details or things like foil or different treatments, I think personally, I'd only want to use one at a time. Otherwise, if there's too much going on, it's which one is your eye drawn more to? It's a cool idea though. I mean, you never know where I could use it. I think that would work really well for probably a Doctor Strange print.
Yeah.
Because now you see it, now you don't, sort of thing. So
yeah, or with the little hex thingies, you know, that he has.
Yeah, you might see that. there might be a Doctor Strange print in the works. Who knows?
Okay, there we go. This one was what was the size on this one and the edition size?
So for Iron Man, it was 18x24, and it was 175.
All right. Okay. And they sold out. They sold out immediately. I take it.
Yeah, it was one of the things. I was writing the post "Hey, they're going on sale now." And then by the time I was about to copy and paste the link in, they had sold out. So I believe it was 2 minutes.
Yeah. There you go, man.
It was nice, just because it is my first release of the year.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a sellout and something that sold out so quickly. So
that's great. Yeah, it's a great print, definitely, with the color. I think for every Iron Man fan, I think this is a must have.
Yeah, and it's been a while since there's been an Iron Man print. It's because it's been the first film, and then all the prints that initially were done, it's kind of come back again into vogue. So it's nice. It's for anyone that hasn't picked one up, has had a chance this time around.
Yeah, AP is gonna come as well, right?
Yeah. The print file has already gone, so that's with the printers. So hopefully we should start seeing some sneak peeks of the print process.
That would be nice to see.
But yeah, that's always nice to see. So yeah, APs for sure.
Who's printing it?
I'm not sure yet. I know for Lord of the Rings, it's going to be Valhalla.
Okay.
I can't tell you 100% for Iron Man. I will tell you as soon as I know.
Yeah, all right, perfect.
But I haven't spoken to Grey Matter, who's doing the printing on that one.
All right, all right. Rating, 0 to 10?
That one, when I watched it, I would say 10.
10?
Yeah, it's a 10. I don't give 10s out, you know, like...
I don't give 10 out, like, it's a second 10.
I don't generally, like, there's not many 10s I give, but I think just that one, I think because of what's happened since then, yeah. The, you know, you've got to tie it all back to Iron Man and the success of that first film. Mm-hmm. So if there wasn't an Iron Man, we wouldn't have had, like, the last 11 years of MCU. For that reason, it gets a 10.
All right, there we go. You heard it here, people. And our last print is going to go into a different universe. It's going to be the DC universe, and we are having two prints, actually. This one is The Dark Knight, and the Dark Knight version, and then we have The Dark Knight, the Joker version, which I have to say is my favorite from these two. I really enjoy the touch, the Joker touch in this one. Let's hear about the dimensions and all the infos that come with this.
Yeah, so it's an 18x24. Mm-hmm. Edition size, I believe, is 200 on the regular and 150 on the variant. And it's a follow-up to my Batman Begins piece, which released last year. And it was that one was the flower print.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I wanted, like, moving on after that one, I was like, I wanted another, like, subtle piece, which doesn't, like, necessarily need characters and so forth, but it's just iconic things from that world that kind of spell it out to you. So I knew straight away I wanted to have the Joker cards, and I wanted to have fire and flames in there, and I wanted some fun way of depicting the Bat logo. Mm-hmm. I wasn't always sure what I was going to be, because initially I was going to do something with, like, the Joker's hand and him holding the cards and having the cards on fire. I drew everything out. I had my leather glove. I took some photographs. I had the cards. I was drawing that. But it's like drawing flames and having them look like a bat just wasn't working. Then I went back and I was like, okay, what else could I do with that kind of same concept but a different way? And then I landed on this idea. And it just worked perfectly.
It definitely does. And this piece looks cool. I also like the little touch where it's just the dark and not night anymore.
Yes.
That's a cool idea of this one. Why did you decide to go so different? I mean, like, looking at the Lord of the Rings pieces, which are a concept idea very similar, but Batman Begins is totally different from The Dark Knight. Why did you decide to go a total different route?
I guess it's just fun, to be honest. I think the art really needs to lend itself to the original source material. Otherwise, you know, if I was drawing something for Pixar, you know, why it's a totally different film. Fair enough, there's the way I translate things, but I think they need to fit sympathetically to the subject matter. And, you know, The Dark Knight is such a gritty and dark film, you know, in its nature. So I wanted my piece to reflect that kind of underworld side of things. So it couldn't be, like, so colorful. I wanted straight away, to contrast with the first piece, which is quite a cream and a light color. This is more or less pure black. And I wanted that, you know, defining, you know, characteristic between the two.
Okay. And rating the film from 0 to 10. Don't say 10.
It's a 9.
It's a 9. Why is it a 9?
Because I like Batman Begins more. Then I do The Dark Knight, which, you know, for some people it's always Dark Knight, but for me, Batman Begins is the better of the two. Not necessarily better, it's the one I enjoy most. You can argue between, you know, levels of acting and all that sort of things, but from just a point of, like, wanting to rewatch it, I can easily watch Batman Begins over Dark Knight.
Okay, I see.
So I'm giving it a 9, but it's like it's only a 9 because I like Batman Begins more.
Fair enough. Yeah. I guess we are through with the releases now. What's gonna come in the future? I mean, since you're so productive early on, or
yeah, I'm busy. I'm trying to think what's on the board. I've already drawn, and it's on with sign off. There's a Captain America First Avenger piece. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's done. That's also another one I drew last year.
Is it gonna be in the Iron Man style, or
they do lend themselves in a way. Definitely different styling, in a sense there's a lot more, like, nostalgic side to it. from an art style point of view, but they would work well as a set. I drew them weeks apart. Like 1 week I drew Iron Man, the next week I drew Captain America.
Okay. So because I think that would be really cool to look at them as like having all the main Avengers basically get their all of their own kind of character poster in this way.
Because I haven't done like one for Thor. I haven't done like, there's definitely like key characters. I haven't done like a separate Hulk piece, even though he doesn't have his own movie. But it'd be nice to draw him in some vein as well. So it's nice just being able to go back and hit up all like, you know, the previous hits. Yeah. So definitely Captain America, that would be with Grey Matter. And also there is a Doctor Strange piece done. Mm-hmm. It is in sign-off.
Bottleneck or Grey Matter?
That one is Bottleneck.
All right.
So that one's with Bottleneck. And what else is there?
Is there going to be more? Like, because I've seen Raid 71 doing also Doctor Strange.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw I saw Chris. He teased it last week, I want to say. Mm-hmm. It's a different piece altogether. You know, Chris's work is so different.
And, totally. So but I just meant, are they going to release a couple more Doctor Strange pieces?
I have no idea. Now? It'd be interesting to see whether he's releasing via Grey Matter or not.
Yeah.
They both have likeness, which is good, just because likeness is still getting signed off, so that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So that's in the works. I've also got Back to the Future with Vice and Bottleneck.
All right, there you go.
So the concept is signed off. I just need to find time to draw it now. But I'm very happy with that one. It's like, once again, it's one of those, like, I've always wanted to do a Back to the Future piece.
Yeah.
So it's like, get to tick that one off. So that's definitely in the works.
That's great. Yeah, and then I guess you're going to jump on the podcast as well with us.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll hit you up once like they're signed off and I know that they're ready to release.
I meant on a Vice Press podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Because the open channel, you know?
Yeah.
People out there. If you watch right now, on Saturday, we're going to have Tracy Ching coming over and... having a lot of fun with us, I guess.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I know she's working on something. I'm not sure if you want to say now, but yeah, I know she's working on something which has been, it looks really cool.
We're going to get this stuff on Saturday. That's when you guys are going to see it.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to spoil it beforehand. So you guys have fun there. And then the only other thing that I can remember off the top of my head is I've done a few pieces for Batman Beyond, which... I mean, I love like Batman the Animated Series, but I really fell in love with Batman Beyond.
Yeah, I like the look also as well. This was one like when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh man, this is a cool slick Batman.
Yes, yeah, it's very cool, and it's like, okay, I've wanted to do something for a long time, so I've got two prints. Like, there's a set of two, which are signed off and they're ready to go. So they will at some point this year they'll get released. So I'm looking for, but it's one of those ones I've done. I've drawn two and they're signed off. I've also drawn three others, which I haven't even submitted yet because I just love the series and it's like an episodic piece.
Yeah.
So I want I made a list of like my top episodes from all three seasons, and I'm hitting season one at the moment.
Okay,
cool. So there's a few more on a draw up. So I'll see how that gets released, whether we release them in phases or whether we do one big drop, which is going to be possibly six prints.
Yeah, when we're gonna do one big drop, we already had Batman the Animated Series as a live show. Let's do that again.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, Batman the Animated Series, there's been such like amazing art done for that, and I think like Batman Beyond's been neglected.
Yeah.
In the same sense, and I love it as a show. So it's like, it's just, it doesn't have as much love, at least from a poster point of view.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hit that up for a while, and like luckily Bottleneck has the license and they really want to do something. So hopefully that gets released soon as well.
If you have like the multiple print drop, let us do something, some cool stuff as we did for the Raid show. I think that was a success for everybody.
Yeah. He did the animated series last year. Mm. It would be like, let's see how the world goes and so forth, whether we can do one in person or whether we do it online. But that'd be amazing to do a whole series of Batman Beyond prints.
Yeah, alrighty. Okay, thanks for coming on, Dolly, and talking about your triple release in the last 2 weeks. And good luck on the endeavor in the future. And I'll head over to James now. James, you're up, my buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I've just cleared up some cat sick, which looked like a little OT biscuit.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, it tasted just like oats.
I figured. No. Maybe you should sell it. Maybe your cat is a cookie producer.
It's very good for you. It's all natural.
Is it?
No additives. It's great.
Isn't it like this, like, I don't know, this coffee bean that goes through the cat's digestive tract?
Yeah, yeah, that's well
there you, there you yeah, go. Yeah. It's the cookie version.
It was like it came out pretty perfectly molded in a circle as well. Like it's incredible what she can do.
What is great. It? Deodro was tasked to draw the perfect circle by hand.
My cat sinks them out.
Yeah, it's maybe like. Your cat is the reincarnated spirit of Deodro.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what else she does.
But other reincarnated spirits are happening in this movie we are going to talk about, which is Wonder Woman, which is very crazy in this movie. But our first piece is for Bottleneck Gallery, as the following will be as well. It's by Juan Burgos, who just became a father. So Juan Burgos, congratulations on this time for you having a kid. And you also managed to release a beautiful art. This is the Wonder Woman regular version, let's call it. It's a Giclée print, 18 by 24 inches. It's hand numbered edition of 200, and it was $45 because I guess it's sold out now. And yeah, and you got one, James, right? Oh no, you wanted one.
Yeah, I ended up going for one of the ones that we'll see in a second, the plain armor version, but I've got major regrets now, and I wish I'd just gone for this version here with the kind of like iconic. But yeah, there was also a winged armor edition. Mm-hmm. They're all Giclée prints, so yeah, the kind of iconic one. That was an edition of 200. Everything sold out. 18 by 24. Then this winged armor one, also similar Giclée print, 18 24. Hand numbered edition of 150. Yeah. Again, they all sold out.
Yeah, but then there's also the one without the wings, basically, which is even more limited, and only an edition of 75. Also, same size, same Giclée print.
Yeah, that's the one I went for. So if anyone wants to do a swap,
hit the man up. You see his Instagram right there.
Yeah, trade. Come on, guys, help me out.
Yeah. Also, we have more Juan on, but not Juan Burgos this time. What else do we got, James?
This one we've got a Juan Ramos,
Mr.
Frankenstein. Says 18. Yeah, 18 by 36.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of different size. I have for example the Raid 71 Star Wars. Once the portrait size also 18 by 36, but this is a weird size, but I think he's experimenting more with this. That's what he said last time when he was on the podcast last year. But yeah
there's a lot of his stuff is coming out of this size. It looks really great. It's a screen print hand numbered edition for this one of 250, and then there's a variant. I believe
it is.
That one was 150. These were co-released with Vice Press as well. Mm.
And there's another one for the Universal Monsters series, which is a Creature of the Black Lagoon, also in the regular version, which is, I have to say, I like the Frankenstein variant better, but I like the Creature of the Black Lagoon regular better than the variant. I love the green tones. I think that they pop really well. And both are 15 color screen prints, which is a lot, 15 colors. And same edition size on these on the Creature of the Black Lagoon for the regular and variant, 250 and 150, respectively. And also co-release with Vice Press, which we'll have later on some more releases that we are going to talk about. And next up is one artist I haven't made up my mind about yet. But tell us what you made this time.
Yeah, Rockin' Jelly Bean. So we've got True Romance, regular and variant. Another screen print, 36 by 24. So the regular was an edition of 175, and the variant there was 100. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I like the regular better here in this case. And I don't know, this one has a style, it is something, but I don't know. Not the biggest Rockin' Jelly Bean fan. I think maybe because of like it looks very much objectifying women stuff most of the time, like his original art that he, or like more original art he does. I don't know. No, it's not original art. He does Alien, and what was the last one? Harley Quinn. I think it's a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, it's fair enough. It's like this particular print is quite like there's a lot going on, and it's kind of all in focus, which like my eyes find it's like. It's quite much for my eyes, but I really like the coloring.
Which one? Both versions?
I'm just seeing, at the moment, I'm seeing like the orange that's purple.
The orange with purple? Yeah. The green one is the variant.
Okay, so yeah, it's the regular one. I quite like the coloring on that one. That's really nice.
If I would have gotten one, I would have gotten this one.
Sure.
For sure. And we have also an old guest that I tried to get on a show for next week, but I just want to promote this release because it's a timed edition and it's by Mark Englert, and he did a very, very beautiful timed edition of for The Mandalorian. What was it? Episode 4? The Jedi? Was it 5?
4 or 5.
I think it was 4. And yeah, this is basically Ahsoka showing up and then Ahsoka fighting at the end there in the glow in the dark version, which I like this two kind of layering, which is pretty awesome. This glow in the dark layer. It's 36x12 inches, and yeah, edition size is determined by the print sold, obviously, and it goes until Sunday 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. So, and for $50, that's a fair price. He did some beautiful other timed editions with Bottleneck before, so definitely something you shouldn't miss, especially when you grab the last one he did for was it episode 5, I think, yeah, for Empire Strikes Back, right, for with Dagobah.
Yeah, so yeah, you got like the double pick with the X-Wing like coming out
exactly
as well.
That was pretty dope. And yeah, but there's also a variant, James.
Yeah, so they've decided to do this kind of black and white or monotone variant, same dimensions, in hand numbered edition of 75, and I believe these are going to be inserted into, I might have got this totally wrong, but I thought they might be like being inserted into some of the timed edition tubes as well.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think they're for sale, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong as well. Have you read it somewhere?
Yeah, I read it on Gizmodo.
On Gizmodo. Let me see what Bottleneck is saying to that. But yeah, keep talking and I'll check for us.
So yeah, I read it on Gizmodo and they might have just put out completely the wrong information.
But yeah, you're right.
If it's true,
you're right. It's true.
I think it's a really cool thing. It's like, it's kind of like what they did with the Gabs print with Lord of the Rings, where they had like a one-off edition into the timed. Yeah. So I mean, that's a cool thing to get collectors buying.
Yeah, know, definitely.
A couple more of the timed edition. I mean, to see if they get a chance one of these.
I just want to say that's true, but like I was thinking of 150 prints only, but it's more. So yeah, well, it's a timed edition. Mm. But yeah, that's, I think that's a cool.
Yeah, timed.
But 75 overall for this variant is also great.
Yeah, it means that your chances of getting one are kind of, you know, they're not bad at all. It's not like there's going to be one inserted into like 2000.
Exactly. Guess I have to pick one up.
So yeah, it's a smart idea. Really good.
Yeah, Bottleneck always knocking it out of the park here. Then we move over to Grey Matter Art, which we talked about with Dolly already. And with his beautiful Iron Man piece, and there was also some concept art by Phil Sanders, was it, I think? Phil Saunders. Yeah. It's 20 inches by 24 inches, hand-numbered fine Archie clay, cold press natural, edition of 125, and it's printed by Grey Matter Printing. So, yeah, this could also be yours if somebody picked it up. I mean, Iron Man in his suit looks always pretty great, but I have to say the Dolly one looks awesome. I really like this version, and as of now, because we recorded on Monday with Dolly, and the releases happened on Tuesday because we're recording on Wednesday morning. All of his stuff was sold out, so I can tell you people right away. It's like, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's quite neat. It's a good idea to have some concept art like included, because they did like matching number sets with the Dolly as well. So again, it's smart stuff from galleries too.
Yeah, galleries evolving in times of corona, liking it. then we head over to Mondo. Mondo released this like a Mondo Nautilus art or Nautilus prints, or was it Nautilus art prints? I forgot what the shop's called. Yeah, they have this co-release thing they do with Mondo, where the regular version most of the time is sold via Mondo, and the variant is sold via via Nautilus to the European side. And they did a wonderful graduate piece. Why don't you take us through it, James?
Yeah, so this is by Anne Benjamin. Really great artists, lots of great editorial work. I'm a big fan, and she seems to be moving into the amp scene as well. So this one is a regular sort of like large format, 24 by 36 inches, screen edition with 9 colors. So we have the regular there, 200 available for that one. And then the variant, 125. I don't know which one I prefer. I'd probably say,
I don't know.
I quite like.
I have the connection. I have the connection with the bus, since for me I see always the school bus.
Yeah, yeah, like yellow buses.
And that's where my connection is. But when I look at the green, like this green version, I also really like the green version. It's like weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't make up my mind, but I guess I have to anyway, since Nautilus will be the only chance I get it, because I guess that the Mondo part won't be sold to Europe.
That's the way it is.
Sadly, the way it is. And yeah, Mondo had had a little bit of snow trouble last week. That's why there is no release date yet, because it was about to release, but then the snowstorm hit Texas, which was pretty severe. And
thoughts are with everyone, like, in Texas. Yeah. Like, that seemed pretty major.
Yeah, and hope people don't have to pay their electric bills.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed on that one. But yeah, this is going to be released soon, so keep an eye out. This is information already for it, so I didn't want to keep you another week, because this would have been out in the last 2 weeks. So yeah, don't sleep on it. When it comes out, it's a beautiful print. I might try my luck on this one with Nautilus. All right, all right, all right. Moving on. What's next up on the menu?
So Nan Lawson with a fantastic show at Gallery 1988. This one we're showing on here, I think, was the most popular one. Color and Ray. Yeah, but yeah, this was a really popular show.
Yeah, it's for the show Through the Woods 2, by the way, for the people out there. And I just pulled it up on for the people to see. And yeah, this is the Kylo Ren print we're talking about here. Sorry.
Yes, a lot, obviously, with the name Through the Woods, the kind of theme, like tying everything together, like was these kind of foreground tree branches. There's also quite a lot of snow in quite a lot of these as well, which turned out to be like fairly topical. But Nan Lawson was great. I missed out on the one that I wanted.
Which one did you want?
Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
That's mine.
By the way,
but I was really lucky and I grabbed an AP.
I'm going to be super controversial and say best Fellowship print I've seen for quite some time. Yeah. People know may or may not know.
It's cheaper than like $900 or whatever, or like $1,000.
People might know my relationship with the Killing Ang piece that came out. Or may not, but that's why I'm joking around here a little bit, because it looks, it has a familiar scene there.
It's cool. It's very similar as well, in a way. Like, obviously Nan wouldn't have known. Yeah. But they're both nice.
Exactly.
But yeah, dude, like, I don't know how you can't see how that Killian Eng print is like beautiful.
I love the Jason and the Argonaut print I have, but I don't like that one.
It's just because you can't get it.
That's not even remotely true.
Nah, that is not true, actually. You said when you saw it, you were like, nah.
Yeah. The print would make me a flipper, I have to say. That's when I would have it, I would sell it.
You'd get rid of it. If someone gave it to you, you would sell it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it.
You give it to me, right, Tom?
Yeah, for 800, okay? Yeah, it's a very thought after print, but this is what it is, people.
I might take it at 800 because then I'd probably pass it on and make 100.
You cheater. But okay, fair enough. I'll say good day, sir, because that's what's up next. Good day, sir, is another show for the 50 years of Willy Wonka show that is happening over at 1988 as well. And we picked a couple pieces that we really enjoyed. And I'll go through my first pick, which is the obvious basically cover for the show, the beautiful print by Bella Grace, and I think I saw the concept somewhere. I don't know where she talked about it. I saw it before, and now I see the final version. Looks really cool. Liking the idea very much, and great print. What is by the way? Did I write it down? Hold up, let me see. I guess I didn't write it down. I didn't write down the sizes. I'm sorry, people.
I think Bella's is still available for sure. Yeah. Like that. If you're liking that one, get on that because I can see that selling out pretty soon.
That's right. What did you pick, James?
Pick? I went for another one that you picked actually, and it was Marc Bourguignon. Mm. And it's Wonka Vision print. I don't know if you got that up.
I got it up already. It's Wonka Vision. Is it because of WandaVision? Is that why I did it? No. I think that's why I grabbed it. I mean, that's why I grabbed my attention, you know?
Okay. Well,
but you just say no. Don't say no.
No. No, that's not why it is. Like, have you not seen the film?
It's been a while.
It's WonkaVision.
Yeah, but that made me.
It kind of looks. It's cool. It kind of looks like an advert.
Yeah, it does. It does. That's why it caught my attention as well. The advert look, and then obviously the title.
And Mark's style. Like, if you haven't seen any of Mark's stuff, it's really cool. It's all in this kind of like very stylized, kind of sharp style.
And I think this one is also available, right? Is this still available?
Yeah, it's really limited as well.
25.
Only 25. Yeah. Signed and numbered.
Yeah, it's 16 by 5 times 23 times 4. By 4?
Yeah.
No, times 4. 4? No, never mind. I can't talk anymore.
16 by 5 by 23.4 inches.
That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. It's a Giclée.
Yeah, that's a
Giclée. Archival paper.
It's nice, but yeah, I think I don't even know if I can get it in. No, Gallery 1988, so it's really hard to get stuff in to the UK.
Yeah.
I think it probably costs more than the print.
Another print I picked is by Araceli Munoz, who's also a fellow Poster Posse member, doing some shout out here to my fellow peeps. She did this candy print, which is also Giclée print on archival paper, 12 by 12, and it's a signed open edition that she brings out, and she has the background. She was on the show before, and she did this postcards, I think, or the Christmas cards for last year. And she has this very very cool style. I think it looks very cultural. I'd say, is that maybe the right word? But you know what I mean, like those kind of patterns. And
maybe with this one for sure, with the patterns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
like I really like Araceli's work, like flat design, but it's super good. That's a good pick for sure.
What's your second pick?
My second pick, I'm going to scroll through these and get to Colin Murdoch's Wonka print.
That's the purple one, right?
Yep, it's purple.
It's purple. Purple.
So this one, this one was really limited, even though, well, I say it was really limited. It was really popular. There was an 18 by 24 version, which was limited edition of one, which is super limited.
Very much
and
so.
That sold out straight away. That sold out.
Glad you know what limited edition means.
The most limited you can get, guys, is one.
Is it?
That is
limited
edition.
It's in your head.
Yeah. This is collecting 101.
I got edition zero of one.
I'm the best at creating editions of zeros.
Limited.
Check out my extra limited editions on my website.
Yep.
Of zero. But this piece of art was also...
Can you buy it for $1,000? It's so limited. Jesus.
Maybe I could do this through like NFT.
Yeah, exactly. That was my idea. Just putting an empty room.
Yeah. You can make like a AR file, which is like just nothing. So when you're looking at it on your phone, it's just
call it Headspace or something like that.
I'll call it like Eng or something like that.
No, call it Tom Likes Eng.
Yeah, Tom Likes Eng. You do like
Eng.
You're
do.
Just
That's
not
true.
Mad on that That's piece. You own like Eng. But yeah, back to Colin Murdoch's piece. Yeah. And that's not a dig at NFT art, by the way, because like some of that stuff is crazy.
It
Beeple.
Is.
I love Beeple. And Matt Griffin as well.
Matt Griffin.
This print...
Talking about... sorry, people, I didn't include that, but he showed some NFT files. I'll try to find it while we're talking here, while James continues. I'll try to find it. We're going to show it to you later. I'm sorry. Cool. I didn't want to disrupt you again here.
Sorry. What you do, it's your thing.
Like, I love your right back.
So as well as the limited edition of one, which is very limited, there was also a 9x12 Giclée, and it says open edition, but it is now sold out. So I don't know. I mean, maybe with Gallery 98, you have to print your own artwork and then send it to them. Maybe Colin thought, I'll be conservative and we'll call it an open edition. Yeah. But yeah, they've all gone because it's like, it's an awesome piece of art. I really, really.
The open edition is just not open anymore.
Well.
What? You're stuttering right now. I'm sorry. You're breaking up, my friend. Where's your internet? Now you're back.
Sold out. Yeah. Like, if only we had things where you could get, like, information.
Yeah.
I'm flickering on and off. I don't know.
Yeah, today it's not really a good day for both of us, I guess. It's the cookies you ate.
I'm never going to eat the cat cookie again.
Exactly. Good choice on that one. Okay.
But yeah, it's a great piece of art, and it's sold out, even though it was an edition.
Yeah. My pick for this one is my last pick is Nicolas Bernaud, some French probably I can't pronounce. It's called Golden Ticket, and it's a print, 12x18 inches, signed and numbered, limited edition of 50, and it looks really cool. I think like, you know, with all the chocolate and stuff like that, like the wrappers, and then the gold ticket in there. So it was really cool. I really enjoyed the simplicity of it.
Yeah, that would make pretty cool key art as well. I can imagine.
I think so too. Yeah. Also would love it for as a background, as a wallpaper background for your phone.
Yeah, that would be good. Mm-hmm. My next choice was Josie Chow with Candy Shop, 10x20 inches. It's limited to 71. Uh-huh. The thing I really liked about this was there's five like golden ticket variants with hand applied like gold leaf throughout, and they were just random, so it's kind of taking the theme of, you know, finding the golden tickets.
Yeah,
I really like that, and it's quite an evocative piece. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it really sums up, you know, the scenes of like going into that chocolate sweet shop,
mm-hmm. and to the candy store.
The candy shop.
Yeah. Did want to do that, but okay, you did it.
I half did it.
Okay. Thank you, 1988, for this for these releases. There are a couple more online. Check them out. Maybe you like some other stuff. There's still prints available. This is your chance if you are a big Willy Wonka fan. Go check it out. Our next one is we're going over to Spoke Art, and we're going to a friend of the show, Dakota Randall, and he did this beautiful The Big Lebowski print, which looks amazing and fits perfectly with the rest of the prints he did before, with his beautiful Arizona print, Raising Arizona print, and with the Fargo one. And he also included some sketches beforehand, which is cool to see, definitely. And the print itself is 24 by 18 inches. It's archival pigment print as well. It's a limited edition of 100 and priced at $50. And I think it's still available, right, at Spoke Art? I haven't checked yet.
I haven't checked, actually.
But we can check it tell us how you like the print.
Yeah, you can use the interwebs and show the people. I really like Dakota's art. I'm pretty much a fan of everything he does, to be honest. But this one worked out really, really well with having the main characters kind of down and in the front as well. So you've kind of got a great scene there, and then the text applied as he has done with the others. Just like sets it off. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's still available, so go
there,
grab
you go,
on
guys.
People. Grab the rest as well if they're still available. I'm not checking on these ones though.
Yeah, I think Dakota's kind of like almost at the start of his like gallery career. And I think he'll be, he'll be on an upward.
Yeah, and Spoke Art took a like real interest in him and like released a bunch of prints yet. And,
absolutely.
I think there's more to come.
I think there will be. I think we'll be seeing like the next stage will be like screen prints from him as well. So he'll be
commission work maybe as well. Maybe he's the next Killian Ng that I like better.
Maybe.
this is gonna offend people. I love it. This is controversy. People gonna comment. Give me thumbs down on the YouTube. It's like, people are like sometimes touchy with those subjects, but it's okay. Next up is, as I promised, some Vice Press releases we haven't covered. And there's a new one, which is the Cornetto Trilogy by Patrick Conan, which was also on the show already. And he did some beautiful, beautiful pint glasses for these one, which look all amazing in their own rights. We get Shaun of the Dead here, of course. Then we have a pint for Hud Fuzz, which looks amazing. And then, obviously, The World's End, which is also really, really cool. So definitely something to put up in your man cave or lady cave, if you like. And, these are... What are you laughing? What's so funny about that?
Nothing. Just thinking of lady cave. Sorry. Does James Henshaw watch this, by the way?
I think he does. Why?
Does he watch you? There'd be a great idea to do some like almost in universe kind of apparel or whatever. Yeah. Like maybe produce the glasses with those like Shaun of the Dead,
yeah,
Hot Fuzz, World's End.
I think it's a licensing issue. I already mentioned it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Man, what's happening with the licensing for that? That's. Because the World's End is under a big...
Yeah, the show is, by the way, that we're planning the Open Channel show on Saturday. And because there hasn't been any promotion yet, people, but because it looks like it might not be happening, but there's still some new talk in play because some releases have changed. So
with the World's End?
No, with something else we haven't talked about yet, but... but the Cornetto Trilogy by Patrick is A2 in size, and which is 16.5 times 23.4 inches. And yeah, it's a set of three open edition lithographs, so you can get as many as you want. It will be stamped at the back, so you can prove the authenticity. And it's on 250 grams per square meter, absolute naturalis matte paper with archival inks. So yeah, it's definitely, as I said, something for the man cave, lady cave, and pint glasses would make a great addition to that. So maybe it's happening, but we'll see how the licensee says it's going to happen.
For sure. Staying with Vice Press, this Jurassic Park poster by Bella Grace, the second piece by Bella
again, in strikes release. Again.
She's everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like Dolly, but he is like three in 2 weeks. So
she is the Lady Dolly.
The Lady Dolly.
Not goalie.
She's the bowly.
She's the bowly. So this is the regular that we have up here in an edition of 150. Are they still available?
This
somehow?
One is still available. That's why I put it up. But we covered. I had the Vice Press open channel for that. So that was like a full on podcast just on this print and Jurassic Park and all the funny stuff that we talked about. And I think we forgot to mention it last time, but I don't know if it was in between or not. But here it is, just to round it out. Grab one, people.
So this was absolutely grab one. Like the foil like sold out pretty quickly. That was fairly limited, not limited to one, but it was fairly limited. This is great. And Bella just put up a a video on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go follow Bella. About how her process video for this, so you can see it being drawn.
She's on Instagram, and the caption also down. Her Instagram page is down in the show caption. So check it out; you'll find it there.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have another Vice Press release, which is by Francesco Francavilla, which is the Avengers for the 60 years of this one, the TV show. It's an edition of 250. It's a set of A3 prints, which is 11.7 times 16.5 inches, and fine art pigment print on Mohawk Superfine archival paper. And officially licensed via Studio Canal. 60 years. 1961, that's when it came out. So marks the 60-year anniversary of this one. And Francesco, I think his style is totally different from this one. I mean, he worked with the colors, obviously. He has very different color combinations. And if I wouldn't have read it that it's him, I wouldn't have guessed it.
No, I think were these put out, excuse me, these put out a little while ago, and then Vice Press kind of picked them up and could license
them. That's right, it's been a somewhere. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, you're right. Like they do really stand out from a color point of view.
That's right.
But they're pretty neat.
Alrighty, so I think they're also still available. So check that off your list as well if you are looking into that. And now we're done with the releases of the gallery so far, and we're going into the digital stuff, illustration, private commission area. And first off, we're going to start with some Zella stuff, because Zella turns also 35. And the good friend of more art, Viet Anh Cao, made this wonderful Zella print, which looks really amazing. Really enjoying this one. I'm not the biggest Zelda player. I'm not a Nintendo guy, but love the colors and love the characters in the front there, and also the title treatment. Jamesy, what are you saying?
I'm saying you didn't provide me with a proper file of this, so I can't really comment.
Okay, people.
Released this. It completely passed me
by. It's the first one. At the digital stuff. preparation is key, my friends. I'm telling you. But this print is in a JFIF format, which is, I don't know, I guess new. And on Windows computers, it can be displayed. But this Under the Rock Living Mac world cannot. So I guess I have to do all the work now.
Please,
yeah, but this I really enjoyed the colorways. Like on top, it's like red has a lot of black in there, and then on the bottom, it's like a bluish teal tone, which looks really great. I think you should check it out on his Instagram. I think on Twitter I saw it. I think on Twitter.
Okay. So
check it out. It's definitely worth something to look into. Next up, we have Cesar Moreno, Tron Legacy, very limited, as James would say. It's a private commission. And this one here is the beautiful sketch for it, which already looks amazing. And this is the finalized version as a screen print. Yeah, looks very cool. Tron Legacy, not the most loved film by anybody, but I think
I think people are liking it more. Yeah, and more,
I think so too. And like with Daft Punk splitting up right now, this is the movie to go to fulfill your Daft Punk soundtrack needs.
Indeed. Yeah. Great soundtrack.
Great soundtrack indeed. Next up is also a good friend of the show, which is Aline Steinbach, aka SG Posters. And she did actually two releases. One of them is for Shudder, which she created a VHS artwork. They have like this limited VHS for Host, which is a horror film presented by Shudder, but I think it wasn't on Shudder yet. It was somewhere else first. But this was the first COVID film. I think they had the idea right away in March when the lockdown happened, and they filmed that. It's like searching from the computer perspective, and it's like really really cool. I think it's a really cool turn. I really enjoyed that movie. Good stuff. It's not very long, so definitely something you should just check into it and watch it. Worth it. Definitely worth it. This was beautiful. And then she also did a poster for the short film Shadow Prowler by Scott Derrickson. Was he the House of... which movie did he again? The House of Bly Manor? Is that Scott Derrickson? No, that's Mike Flanagan, right?
I have no clue.
Scott
Horror Derrickson. Is not really my thing.
He did... he did Doctor Strange. That's the one. That's what I'm talking about. He did Sinister and the Exorcism of... Emily Rose, or what is that?
That one that I still need to watch.
Exactly, but he did Doctor Strange, so you all probably know Doctor Strange, and he filmed.
I don't know Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I heard there's some Prince.
What's about?
Doctors Beyond Borders. there's a couple of prints coming out. I heard. So, definitely.
They've been announced, right? Like.
One is by Raid 71, but I think...
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
I think Dolly is doing some as well. That's what he said on the podcast. So.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that Raid 71 is good.
Yeah, man. It's got everything. Hollow Fallen, Glow in the Dark, all the colors.
It's
amazing.
It's a multiverse. It's madness.
Yeah, it's madness. Exactly. But yeah, we'll cover that definitely in 2 weeks' time for our next podcast. But just a little teaser here. But Shadow Prowler is a short film by Scott Derrickson, which he filmed with his children, I think. And I haven't seen it, but Eileen told me about it. And this one is a really cool poster for it. I don't know the film, which is sad, but this tool that you can see on the cover... And the putting of the figures in there, and the idea, I guess, of because it's like a I don't know what the tool is in English, but it's where
wrench.
It's like it's a kind of wrench. Yeah, you're right, but it's probably like kind of wrench, but I don't the specific expert terminus. I don't know.
You can Google it and bring it up for a few.
No, why should I Google everything? Come on.
People are here for tools.
For tools.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Dude. Okay. I'm going to continue. Yeah, but I think it looks really great. Very minimalistic. That's her style. And she always does great work. So check her out as well. There's some very cool stuff coming in the future. So stay tuned for that. Also very cool is also tweeted out as the best American Psycho print I've seen in the last couple of weeks, which is this one by Chris Garofalo with the suit rack and like a bloody shirt in there, and also having like the chainsaw as a coat rack there, which looks amazing. I think that's a really cool idea. I love the size of this one, which looks like to be like a 12x36 version or in this kind of dimension. And really cool print. It was available on Chris Garofalo's web shop, so head over to his Instagram or his Twitter and find out about the shop and check it out as well. I think it's definitely something that fits in. If you're a big horror fan and like horror prints, I think this should go in there. Next up is Blade by Mark Levy, who was also on the show before, and I really like the Mahershala Ali. Mahershala, did I pronounce it right? I always get his name wrong. But yeah, his version of Blade I'm really excited about. And this one already makes me want to have it, to have the film in hand or watch it on a big screen. And yeah, looks really great. But I have to say, also yeah. Big Wesley Snipes Blade fan. Cannot hate on Wesley Snipes.
Especially the first one. Like, that's...
Yeah. By the way, the second one is even ranked better.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Tom Chesters of Bay Framing, who I got the Max Fitzgerald Blade 2 that I was missing for the set. But there's not a trilogy. I think the last one they didn't do, but the first and second one is out there, and it's a great print. Thank you very much. Alrighty. And next up is also a friend of the show, Murgaya, came on, and he has a printout. I don't know if it's sold out yet, but it's called 3-2, like a Roman 2. And it's a digital, I don't know, it's a digital version, but it says digital, but...
Maybe it's just digital at the moment. Yeah. It might be coming as a print.
Could
maybe.
Be. It's 24 by 36 inches, or made for that size. And this print, I think you can get it from his website. So check it out. It's like an original art piece, very different, very interpretive. But it's got his like familiar style. It's got the colors he likes to use. And he also has was it Tamil or Hindi in the corner? Like the language he always represents here. And great, great piece. Really enjoying that one. Looks really cool. And then we have two key art posters that I don't want to keep from you, which one of is Cruella for Emma Stone, and there's probably going to be a bunch of Disney posters for that one, as well as for Raya and the Last Dragon, which will come out soon. I can't wait for that movie. A little bit over a week, and then it will be out. And Cruella one, I'm really excited for this one. I really want to see it. I like Emma Stone's look in this one. She's very punky, and James is already shaking his head. So what's your problem? What's your problem, James?
It's just not really.
Okay, we gotta kick James out here at this point.
I love Emma Stone, but don't know. Just looks.
You know, people. Then let us please know do you like the poster? Do you like the movie? Are you interested in this more than James is?
Put it down in the comments. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, it just looks like something that I'm not really interested in.
Okay, James. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm really thankful that you're taking the heat, the Killian Eng heat off me, and now people are gonna stone you and tag you and at you.
Like what is it? Like it's like I don't know, like Harley Quinn kind of ripoff.
Is it though?
You know, it looks like it's kind
she's
of.
She's not loco.
It's a punky thing. No,
she's 80s punk rock. Harley Quinn is not 80s punk rock.
Well, she like it's the punk aesthetic of like scribbled drawings and stuff like that, and yeah, there's. And there's like Madonna in there. Like so many of the costumes look like she was. They've just taken Madonna as a reference, and the film just looked like another overblown Disney live action non-event that will be forgotten about.
I don't think so. I don't think so because
5 months.
Especially when you look at it from the perspective that it's original stuff. It's not something. I mean, the character is not original since there's been
before.
Exactly. But the story, like the prequel story, it's not going to be in like a Jar Jar Anakin disaster. I think.
I don't know. It doesn't fill me with any kind of confidence. Like maybe it will interest be the fave of. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. if you're in a cinema with friends, but we can't do that right now. So it'll go to streaming and it will just be...
be watched by millions of people, that's right. Moving on from that, which is our next TV show, which is Wednesday. I really enjoyed the poster for Wednesday. This is a live-action series directed by Tim Burton. And this like teaser photo, like the illustrated teaser photo looks really cool. I really enjoyed this one and the idea for it. How did you like it? Are you not interested as well? Jesus.
The poster's cool.
Yeah, let's talk about like the poster. That. That's why we're here for.
It looks like something that Eileen would have done, actually. Like,
That was my idea.
Eileen, did you do this? And like, you can't tell anyone.
Yeah. I was thinking the same. I was like, but she no, she doesn't do illustrations though.
No, but this is kind of, I don't know, it's quite graphic, isn't it? She does do stuff for Netflix. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe not. But again, I'm actually not the biggest Tim Burton fan in the world either. So,
Jesus, man, we can't satisfy you at all today.
I don't like anything apart from posters.
How did you like the Mortal Kombat trailer that came out, by the way?
Yeah, that was good.
The poster was shit, though. I didn't like the poster that much.
Oh, but the trailer looks really
the poster
fun.
Is basically Sub-Zero and Scorpio next to each other in like the middle thing.
Heavily photoshopped, like we've seen from about 1999. Yeah.
But I hope it's going to spring a lot of movie posters for Mortal Kombat because I just watched the 95 version again because I miss it and I want to be prepared for the new one. But yeah, this is it, people. Thank you so much for stopping by. James and his opinions are still welcome next week when he is back. And
I'll hate on some more stuff in 2 weeks' time.
Exactly. shitting on stuff like your cat pukes out cookies. There you go, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please leave us a bunch of likes and subscriptions if you're not already subscribed. And so you can get notifications on when James is going to hate on stuff again.
Don't forget, comment if you're excited by Cruella.
Exactly. Thank you for not mentioning Killian Aang in this case and taking some heat off you. Okay, people. Take care, guys. Bye.